I'm sure they must have explained to the enumerators the definition and the methodology of collecting data on ethnicity. So this is very surprising that they're saying that they weren't able to collect the right or correct data.
And also apparently the enumerators only made mistakes with the question on ethnicity and not with anything else. Is that believable?
This is another surprising aspect, because since the debate at the moment in Parliament was about the ethnicity aspect. So it is indeed surprising that the so-called mistake in the census data collection relates only to the ethnicity aspect of the question and no other aspects of data collection.
Initially, the government statistician said that they did collect data on ethnicity, but were waiting for authority from higher up to release it. Then we had the Attorney General in Parliament saying no data was collected or collated or annotated. And now we have the statement saying, well, we collected it, but it wasn't collected correctly. Clearly, this data on ethnicity is extremely sensitive in Fiji. Why is this so sensitive in the Fijian context?
The government perhaps wants to avoid race-based discussion based on ethnic data. It also perhaps wants to avoid race-based policies that may arise from ethnic data. However, the government needs to understand that it is not the census that is causing ethnic tension in Fiji, or it is not the census that is creating ethnic-based policies. The census is just a messenger. And if the government or the people are unhappy with race-based policies, then they should attack those policies and not the census. But it could be linked to the bigger picture in Fiji. The present government has created a sense of national identity by calling everybody a Fijian. So I think it does not want ethnic data in public domain, because it will make ethnic issues more conscious, perhaps. So I think the government is linking ethnicity to the concept of national identity, which I think is not correct.
Is it likely to have that effect, though, withholding the data on ethnicity? We've already seen posts on Facebook saying, aha, this proves that the government is flooding the country with, you know, fill in name of a particular, you know, ethnic group that I don't like.
Exactly. I think it's having a counterintuitive effect. Initially, the government thought that by not releasing the data, they would be able to avoid the ethnic discussion that may arise from such data. But now that the issue has been talked about in Parliament and the chief of the Bureau of Stats has released a note saying why they cannot release, it even raises more questions about why the government would want to suppress such data.